Our next and last presenter of the evening is coming up to the stage to recognize our last awardee here tonight at the Ben Cora Awards. Please help me welcome Dr. Hagop Kandarjian.
It's my pleasure and honor tonight to introduce the National Ben Cora Awardee of 2022. Dr. Elias Jabbour, whom I consider a much, much younger brother today. So Eli graduated at the French faculty in Lebanon in 1998, and then he completed his internal medicine. He went then to France and finished his heme oncology fellowship at the Institut Gustave Roussy. And then we were very fortunate that he accepted to come to the United States and became a leukemia fellow for 2 years. And then he rotated to the transplant fellowship for another 2 years. Eli's intent was always to go back to Lebanon. So we were very fortunate in 2007 when I offered him to become a leukemia faculty, and he accepted that. So Eli was a late bloomer in his career, but then he skyrocketed, as we say in Arabic, sawrakh. Fast forward to today, I'm going to give you some statistics which the physicians may know about. So Eli has close to 800 peer-reviewed publications. So that's 800 in a short period of time. And for people who are familiar with the H-index, his H-index is now close to 90. So for the people who are not in medicine, an H-index over 40 classifies somebody already as a highly accomplished, close to a genius. And certainly, Eli is recognized as one of the top 10 leukemia physicians in the world. Then I'm going to conclude with two observations which are very important, which highlight why Eli is highly deserving of this. So I'm not going to go through his CV, which is very thick, or his accomplishments and pioneering research, which may take several hours. So I'm going to mention two very recent instances that Eli is credited for. The first one is a disease called Philadelphia-positive acute lymphocytic leukemia. And this diagnosis was a death sentence before 2000. We treated the patients with intensive chemotherapy. We added targeted therapies, allogeneic transplant. With all this, the cure rate was about 40%. In 2017, based on observations made in our department, Eli designed a regimen without any chemotherapy or transplant, with one pill, ponatinib, and a targeted antibody. And he published in December last year in The Lancet Hematology that this regimen is producing a 4-year survival close to 95%. This is without any chemotherapy and without transplant. Now, the second disease is a cousin one. It's called pre-B acute lymphocytic leukemia. So for the pediatricians here, you know that we give about 15 chemotherapy drugs over 3 years. This cures a lot of children at a lot of expenses. But in the adults, the cure rate is close to 30 to 40%. So again, in 2016, Eli designed a much shorter regimen with less chemotherapy for about a year and some, and he added two new antibodies, blinatumomab and inotuzumab. And last week, again, he published in Lancet that this regimen has a 4-year survival of 85%. So I think these two regimens, which were designed, pioneered, and engineered by Eli, will become the new standards of care in those two subsets of leukemia, probably 5 to 10 years from now. And I'm sure that Eli will continue to make pioneering discoveries and research that will impact the outcome of hundreds of thousands hopefully, of patients in the next several years and will lead to their cure and a much better survival. Thank you, Ali, for all you do.
Good evening, everybody. I know I'm the last one standing before the entertainment, so I have to be brief and tell you good night. Thank you and good night. No, I will be very brief still, and I won't stay long. I want to warmly thank the committee for selecting me tonight to receive the 2022 Bencora Award. I'm humbled to receive it and filled with gratitude. It's a particularly great honor, considering my colleagues who were previously honored. You can read them in a booklet. Dr. Tanir tonight, and in particular, Dr. Kantarjan. They are all role models for me and embody the best of what this award stands for. I owe my career to so many people, but I want to mention my parents, my mom, who's in Beirut right now, I wish she could be here tonight, and my father, who just passed away. I wouldn't be standing here tonight if it weren't for their love, for support, sacrifices, infinite. I will always be grateful. I want to thank my wife, Hennet, who's here tonight, and our two children, Joey, who's starting his adult life, and Scarlett, who's 9 years. This award really should go to them for their tremendous sacrifices, for dealing with my frequent absence and travels, and long hours at MD Anderson. Their support and love have been beyond anything anybody can imagine. I hope I will make them always proud of me. Finally, I owe this award to my mentor and friend, Dr. Hagop Kantarjan. Working with you has been one of the greatest joy of my professional life. Your guidance and advice have been an inspiration to me. You pushed me to go above and beyond to deliver the most innovative and incomparable care. Your optimism has no limit, and you have always pushed me to be the best person ever. Not only you're my mentor and friend, you're a brother to me, although not much older. Finally, while I'm humbled and honored, this award comes with the responsibility to serve as a role model for the next generation of Arab physicians. Dream big. Finally, I'm grateful for all of you for coming here tonight. I hope you can enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you.